With milk.
And other people like it.
With sugar. And what some without, either.
Uh-huh. What would you call a coffee that doesn't have milk or sugar in it?
Black. Mm-hmm. Barefoot.
How do people use barefoot?
Well, I would call it barefoot coffee when it don't have milk nor sugar.
Uh-huh.
I say it's black. By the way, I used to work for her, she called it barefoot.
Uh-huh.
Milkman. Nothing but milk. He's coming. He's going to come. Oh, he's going to come out.
The mailman?
Mm, milk.
Oh.
You're not in his way.
Talking about distance, you say, well, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a little...
A way off.
Okay. And if you've been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you say you still had a...
I still have a farther to go.
Uh-huh. Or, did you ever say a far piece or a long way to go?
Long way to go still. Mm-hmm. Long way.
And if something was very common, and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about.
Anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, he fell over.
Backward.
And this way?
Forward.
And say if you've been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no, but one.
Not one.
Do you ever say, nary one?
No.
Do you ever hear that?
Yes.
How would people use that?
Huh? I didn't catch nary one.
Uh-huh.
I didn't catch none. I didn't catch any.
How does nary one sound to you?
I don't like that expression.
Does it sound old-fashioned or...
It just sounds old-fashioned and not just right.
Uh-huh.
It's not.
And say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could say...
I'll do it later.
Or you and...
Can do it later.
Uh-huh. We're talking about both of us. You'd say you and...
I.
Okay. Say the whole thing.
You and I'll do it later.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say me and you will do it?
I have used that, and I've heard it used.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
How would you?
You and I will do it later.
What if you're talking about some man and yourself doing something, you'd say?
You and I.
Uh-huh. If you're talking about him, would you say me and him, or he and I, or?
I'd say he and I will do that later.
And you'd say he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants...
Both of us.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they recognize your voice, you say, it's
me.
And say if I ask you, was that John at the door? You'd say, yeah, that was...
Me?
Or...
But
if you don't call his name, you say, yes, that was...
That was him.
And if it's a woman...
That was her.
And two people.
That was them.
And talk about how tall you are. You'd say, he's not as tall.
As I.
Or I'm not as tall.
As he.
And he can do that better.
Than I.
And say if you'd been out to New Mexico and hadn't gone any more west than that. You'd say, New Mexico is...
Furthest I've been.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
It's mine.
Or I'd ask you, I'd say, this isn't mine, is this...
Yours.
And if it belongs to both of us,
it's ours.
And to them, it's...
It's theirs.
And to him.
It's his.
And to her.
It's hers.
Do you ever hear people say, his'n?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How would they say that?
It's his'n. Just that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Would you ever say that?
They think that's just right, as if we say, it's his.
Uh-huh.
It's his'n. It's hers.